guys 2007, and in my hunt for more fun, you know, technological toys, I found that camera there, which apparently works with your program called HD View, correct? And now this is Michael Cohen. Michael, tell me about your booth.
Sure. Today we're releasing a new viewer for very, very, very big pictures. With this camera that you just saw, we've been creating pictures up to about 5 gigapixels, actually. That's 5 billion pixels. There's no single shot you can do to get a picture that big. So we assemble them from lots and lots of little pictures.
Okay.
So let me just show you some. This is a live website. Just went live today. Okay. It's called HD View. Do you know where this is?
Do I know where that is? I'm going to go with no.
That's north of Vancouver. And it's a particular wall that climbers love.
Okay.
The fun thing is as we take a look, we can keep zooming in, we're going to find a climber up on the wall. In fact, if we sort of follow his rope up, we'll find his buddy up on the wall as well.
That's amazing. Now, I'm going to have to draw a comparison to something I've also done a shoot on. It's a program here at Microsoft called PhotoSynth.
Here's one of downtown Seattle.
Ooh, a little under construction there.
A cylindrical image, very wide angle. If I were to look at this without changing the what's called the projection, it would be very distorted. And yet, it looks good, and we can zoom in. And you have to ask, is this a picture of a city, or is it a picture of, let's say, a pair of gloves? Or, you know.
How close in can you get?
Well, we can go in. We can almost read and see what size the gloves are, but not quite. Which is one of the things you always find with these images is you always want more. You just always, always, always want more. But, for example, we can go in and take a look at what's happening down on the street here.
Right.
When the data comes in, there's a mailman, looks like a blind person walking across the street.
And you can see the reflections in the buildings. That is pristine.
We use a standard camera that you can go out and buy. In this case, it was a Canon. It had an 8-megapixel back.
Okay.
The one you saw on the mount over here is a newer model that has a 16-megapixel back. But we really tried to assemble this from parts that you could go out and get. In fact, you don't need a rig like this. You could just take a single, very high-resolution image. We started to work with a group at Harvard University, and what they're interested in is computing and finding an entire wiring diagram of your brain.
Right.
It's a crazy idea. It sort of dwarfs the genome project. What you're looking at, if we look down here, that's actually a red blood cell going through a capillary. This is the nucleus of a neuron. In fact, if we zoom way in here, this is one axon that maybe one little thought process is flying down, and this is the insulation, like the insulation on the outside of a wire.
And that's real. That's an actual photograph. That's not a drawing.
This was assembled also from about 700 separate images taken on an electron microscope.
Is that a human?
It's actually a ferret brain.
Okay.
So.
Because mine didn't look like that last time I checked.
Yeah. Last time I looked, it didn't look like that either, but you never know. So again, this is like an individual neuron.
So I can see limitless, you know, medical uses for this. That's great.
Sure. To me, if you ask me what it's for, I think it's for fun.
It's for fun. How many could I stitch together my own images, or do I just send one really big one?
Whatever you can do. So, you know, one image that you would take with your camera won't be this big, obviously.
No.
You won't be able to zoom in as much. But there are lots of codes out there. In fact, we're developing one we hope to release at some point soon. In fact, one of the Photo Pro from Microsoft has some of our technology in it that will let you stitch together images.
Great.
And then here, you'd have to come to our website. You can find the tool on how to make your content, and it'll produce the web page for you.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for putting this out there, and it's free, and it's available now. That's great. Thank you. Start taking pictures.